All right, ready? One, two, three.
Okay.
What's going on, guys? This is Malik.
This is Drex.
And we are back with another podcast today. Another episode of season one, episode three. We committed to it. We're regular on these podcast episodes, and we're on the third week now. So I'm excited how we've been doing stuff, and I'm excited for all the appreciation we're getting from you guys too. So we're excited to start this new podcast. The episode for today is a little more interesting and a little more up to what's going on in our society, actually. And I was really excited to really talk to you, Drex, about this one because just seeing like how we have evolved over the years is it's very interesting to me, because me being in the tech field too, we see this thing, and I want to see what he thinks about it, and anything we can give back to our community in like how to navigate all of this stuff. So the title of the episode three is Communication Across Generations, from how we started letters to our smartphones now, and with all the AI things, AI stuff that's going around. I just kind of want to talk to him about that too, and I really, really get to know his side of stories and the way he saw everything changing. And for me too, like I'm a big AI fan personally. It has changed the way I work every day, and I want to really talk about that too, how the benefits and the pros and cons of AI. So Drex, you got anything? Before actually, Drex, before we even get into it, I mean, how was your weekend?
It was good. It was good. I just like I said, I'm here in Florida, Pensacola for training for a couple weeks, and we're just learning a couple things about our jobs and all that stuff. So it's really like a vacation, nothing really stressful over here. Because then I'll be heading out to Hawaii probably mid-March. And but everything's good over here. Can't complain, just trying to relax and trying to be healthy over here. It's hard to
Absolutely.
stay healthy,
Yeah. No, I've been seeing your posts actually. Yeah, you're really involved in all of that, so that's exciting.
Yeah, you got to be a team player, even though that's not your thing.
Exactly.
But yeah, everything's good. Everything's good. I'm just excited to see what, the future holds,
Absolutely. I mean, exciting stuff. Hawaii sounds like you're almost around, it's February starting, so mid-March, a month and a half, nothing big. So that's interesting.
How's your weekend, man?
Beautiful, honestly. I went to Florida too. I was in Miami actually for a pickleball tournament, and living here in Minnesota with like cold weather, and going up to Florida for hot weather, that was beautiful. Had good spots and got good Airbnbs, and kind of like a relaxed weekend, which I didn't want it, with our line of work, like how we and we do it, we don't like having too many times off. You just feel behind a little bit, but it was, I think, worth the trip, and 2 days were amazing, and I'm ready to get back to work with you.
Yeah, you went by yourself?
No, I went with a couple of my buddies.
Oh,
So
nice.
yeah, it's just the boys kind of thing, but yeah.
What part of Florida?
Miami. It was
Oh,
Miami,
nice.
South Beach, Florida.
Nice.
Yeah,
Cool. Good
so
stuff.
now we're back. We're back. We didn't miss out on this podcast, when you see that something, you're doing something positive, I think, you just don't want to miss it. You
No,
look at
exactly. I look forward to this. This is like one of the highlights of my whole life during the week. Not because, you know what I'm saying, the work is work, you know what I'm saying? I'm not
Yeah.
too excited about work sometimes, but like when this podcast comes, it brings like some sort of excitement. Like, I'm doing something for myself,
Exactly. And I feel like we're
So.
doing something, so I'm excited, and we're getting good engagement from our viewers, and we really appreciate them, what they do and how they interact with us. And Well, I just want to throw it out there, guys. I mean, I've been seeing our statistics, and it looks like a lot of people are seeing our videos. But we would love for you guys to just kind of give us a like or a comment or just a subscribe would be appreciated too, because these engagement really help us and like motivates us more. Okay, we got a Yasevia, for example, we had 10 likes today. We got 12, so even one like kind of helps us to get the new podcast out. So we're starting. We're excited. So anything helps.
Yeah, and if you guys have any suggestions out there that we can talk about, we'll do our best to put that contact out.
Absolutely. So Drex, today's episode, it's a little updated topic, you know what I mean? Like it's today's society, how we're going through everything. We're on smartphones right now. We are talking on a smartphone, things have changed. Well, what's your thoughts? Initial thoughts.
It's just crazy from when I grew up, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have, social media. We didn't have any of that stuff. We just had a phone. You know what I'm saying? We had a phone that was stuck on the wall, and then you had to stay by the wall just to talk to somebody. You had to remember phone numbers. Like, I don't remember anybody's phone number right now. And then it evolved, and you got a cordless phone and all that stuff, but the communication was definitely not as much as it is today. But it seems like since we have that easy access now, people take people for granted. Like even back in the day, we used to actually go to people's houses just to see if we could hang out with them. Like we didn't like text anybody to see if they were home. We would go to the house. Hey, you want to go out and play? So communication back then, I think it was better because you actually communicated with each other instead of like just using your smart device, but it's a tool now that is supposed to be, be able to communicate better. But I think now people just take it for granted because it's you got the access right in your hand, yeah, and even with if you had to reach somebody out in another state, you had to write a mail. You had to, you know what I'm saying, write a letter and mail it, and then they wouldn't get it for like a week or two, depending on where the location is at. Shoot, I remember growing up, and I was going to school, and then we moved to Florida, and I was writing letters to the class, right? To my teach to the I was in seventh grade. I was just writing letters saying how I miss them and all that stuff. And it's crazy because I moved back, and the kids were telling the my friends were telling me when I moved back to the same school that I left, they were like, "Yeah, Miss Weber, you used to teach, I mean, read your letters to us. We were so excited, and it was just crazy how a letter was like a big thing back in the day. You know what I'm saying? People were anticipating it." Yeah, it's just crazy. And then freaking we got the emails and all that stuff starting in seventh grade. But yeah, so how about for you? Like, that's all you know, right? Is the internet and all that stuff, right, Mo?
Yeah, so that's right. So that's all I know, honestly. I mean, letters were never a big a part of my growing up, honestly. I think where I remember is like having the not the smartphone, but the phone with the keyboard or like buttons.
Oh, the like the razor
Like a
kind, not the
Nokia.
razor,
Like a Nokia.
the sidekick. Yeah,
So
okay, I
like
remember that.
with that. So that was my initial, I think, my growing up. So I was a little, I had, when I'm talking about, like, in terms of, like, we skipped the letter part and we skipped the landline stuff. I mean, we still use landlines, but, I mean, but it's in a rare occasion now. So, but yeah, so smartphones became a big thing for us. And, growing up, having a smartphone was a cool thing. Everybody with, like, iPhone. And how it started from iPhone to, all the way smart like Samsungs and stuff and all that. But I don't know. I think now looking back at it, without smartphone, I think my life would have been totally 180 different. You know what I mean? Like, everything we have done from calculator, using calculator, video games, everything is just surrounded by, you know, smartphones and getting into a tech field because loving smartphone that much, you know, and building it, like games and applications with the, like, you know, within the smartphone. So stuff like that. I think that, yeah, it's a, yeah, it would be 100% like how you said, like, you know, like it just a different, it would be a different era, I would say, or a different lifestyle if I didn't have that.
Yeah, it's even like getting a girlfriend or, you know, being in a relationship, it was totally different to what it is now, you know. If we liked the girl, we would write on a piece of paper, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah.
hey, you blah blah blah, you know, you wanna go out, you wanna go to the dance, you know, this, you know, when you're a little kid, you know, you write little notes here and there. Compared to what now, I'd be like, yo, what you doing? You wanna go to the dance? You know what I'm saying? And a text message. So
That's
it,
true.
but it's
Yeah.
it I feel like you know, with the letters, it meant more because you had to think about what to write and all that stuff. Now you could just like look in the internet, what can I do to write somebody to make her like me or whatnot? You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah, sir.
what? So like you have the internet to help you how to think. Back then we had to like, you know, do like a surgery on this letter, be like, oh, what can I do to, you know, make it sound good. You know what I'm saying? We had to actually think. Now that we have the phone, we don't even need to think. And sometimes I'm like, I use the internet like, oh, what should I say? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's totally 180 from when I grew up in the, you know, 90s, you know, even though I was in, you know, I was born in the 80s, but like it's, you know, you don't develop until you're like 10 and, you know, start using, you know, platforms like that, letters and and all that stuff. But totally, you know,
I mean,
way different.
exactly. I mean, the way you said about, you know, what to say, you can look it up and like, hey, what should I reply back and stuff. It comes to this nowadays. What people do actually is, you can have AI like ChatGPT. You can put your conversation in, and it can, knowing his knowledge and history, it can give you like a very, very, you can ask for like, hey, can you give me, how should I reply to this message in an emotional way or in a loving way? Or give me like, this is like, I'm trying to get out with this, you know, go out with this girl. What should I say so she comes back and, you know, do all of this. So back and forth, you can have a back and forth conversation instead of you typing now, have an AI do it for you. So that's a big change, I think. Now you're not using your mind or your actual, you know, what people say, like, you know, your own riz to talk to that person, you know. Now you're just using trying to
You just dated me because I don't even know what Riz is. What is Riz?
riz is like, you know, like your charisma or like, you know, your way of like, you know, kind of getting someone or talking to someone or going out with them, you know, pursuing them to go out.
Okay, I learned something new.
So
That's
yeah,
pretty cool. But yeah.
so that's,
Go
I mean, you can even
ahead.
ask them to, like, you know, like, so what you can do is you can have a ChatGPT kind of click, go through this website that has all the new slang terms and have it like, hey, understand all these slang terms from this website, and next conversation use those slang words in the sentence, and it would do it. So as many times you talk to it, it will start learning the way you talk. And the next time you need to tell or like try to ask someone out, you can just put that question in and give it a little bit
Oh.
of that girl or whatever, right, the case, and it gives you the answer. Like, okay, you're gonna say it this way, gives you 10 different answers, pickup lines, everything. It's insane.
Oh, wow.
The game has
Yeah,
changed. It's changed.
yeah, so it is good sometimes because sometimes we do need help, but at the same time, it's like, in my opinion, sometimes you don't have that emotion behind it. You know what I'm saying? Like with a relationship, because you have everything in an internet, like, and now it seems like, oh, you know, they go from one relationship to another because it's easy access now, because you could, you know, find apps to hook up with a girl or a guy, you know what I'm saying, anytime, you know. So sometimes it you know, people don't take relationships seriously because the internet and social media, like, it you have so much options, and people just sometimes don't care about just settling down with just one person. So like they go to the next best, and you know what I'm saying? So in my opinion, that's the thing that sucks about social media, is you have options, and you know, people break up with one person to get to another person, you know what I'm saying? Because they're not satisfied. Because social media, you know, only shows people's highlights, and you know what I'm saying? They think that's the next best thing. So I think it's ruining it sometimes. But like, if you know how to balance things out, it's real helpful, the internet, you know what I'm
It
saying?
is. You're right. But I have one thing because I read this article the other day and it just came out because of New Year's and everything. That now going back to like 20, 30 years, I mean, the depression rate from then to now is crazy high. Again, like you said, people, social media is just a highlight. You know, your social media, you don't get to see people putting when they're crying, when they're having a hard time, you know, all of that stuff, struggles, nothing like that. It's just like, oh, great things. They're going out, you know, going traveling, doing this and that. So no behind the scenes, just, you know, the final product pretty much you get to see. And some people, you know, they don't like to do some research, or they, you know, they don't really like really get into what exactly is happening. You know, they take that as they're like, okay, this is this person's life, and looking at their life, they're like, I'm going through all these struggles, like, you know, and stuff like that. And like, you know, I'm not doing something good. Depression hits. And they, you know, they're on the downhill spiral. So that's a big, big, big issue right now with social media. And I don't know if you ever watched this documentary on Netflix. It's called Social Dilemma. And it's a definitely hit. If you highly recommend it, highly recommend it. Because these guys, these engineers from these big social media companies like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, they all sit together, and because they all quit, you know, knowing what was happening in those companies, and they talk about what they did to, or like how the social media, these big companies are making sure we are addicted to the social media. Every single thing we do on social media is being tracked, and really under algorithm is really focusing on you, how you're gonna react to it. So for example, if I'm talking to you about like motivation stuff, within a couple of minutes, like 30 minutes or so, you'll start seeing social media posts and you're gonna start clicking likes, commenting it, sharing it. It's gonna keep revolving and just understanding you. That's how they're making money, you know, on information. So it's interesting documentary and scary stuff. I would 100% say that.
Yeah, definitely. That's crazy. But like I said, there's pros and cons to, you know, instant, you know, with the internet and all that stuff. Because if you want to reach somebody right away, you can, you know what I'm saying, if something bad happens, you want to get to that person as soon as possible so you can notify them. Back in the day, you couldn't, you know what I'm saying, like if you didn't have anybody's phone number and, you know, somebody passed away in the family, how you got to get connected with them, you know what I'm saying? So like now you have all sorts of means to get in contact with somebody, you know what I'm saying, instead of like writing a letter and then you find out like 2 weeks later somebody passed away. You know, it's that's the good thing about, you know,
But what would you say how it affects our brain, like ability to understand and you know, ability to move and have it, our own opinion? You know what I mean?
say again? Sorry,
How
you
would
broke up.
you say social media is like changing our ability to make our own or ability to having our own opinion instead of, you know, kind of having, other people's opinion or like having the opinion be kind of forced onto us.
Yeah, that's it. The thing that sucks is just like you don't know who to believe and what to believe. So sometimes you have to have a mindset of you can't believe everything you see, or hear on the internet. So it's because it's just like us, we're talking, but that's most of us is just our opinion. Someone probably has their own opinion and perspective on how social media is the greatest thing in the world, no matter what. Or they could think that back in the day it was the best thing in the world because you didn't have all these distractions. So it depends on the person because people knows how to persuade people into connecting with each other through feelings. So like if a person makes you feel good, you're gonna believe in that person, right? You know what I'm
Absolutely.
saying? You gotta, so it all depends on how balanced your mind is, and you don't want to take it to extreme, and because people get manipulated all the time,
Absolutely.
so it's
Attention.
you just gotta have a balance, I believe. It's just like working out. You gotta your nutrition, your freaking workouts, they all gotta align with each other. I don't know if that makes any sense, but you know what I'm saying? You just gotta
Absolutely.
balance mentally, physically, and morally. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't believe everything you see on the internet. You know what I'm saying? Because somebody's probably talking all this nonsense, but if he's making you feel good, I'm like, oh, that makes
That
sense.
makes sense,
I don't
yeah.
know. You know what I'm saying? So it all depends on,
Yeah. No, I have this video that I wanted to share. It's from Wall Street Journal. And they talk about this. We
Like
talk
your
in
daily allowance of money is a limited resource, and in any particular moment, you can only have that much of
We
it.
live in an age of constant distractions. 9 to 5 is out, 24/7 is in. With my smartphone in hand, I bring my work with me everywhere. But our devices make us less attentive. Having spent 10 years doing research in neurobiology, I wondered what technology does to our brains. I set out to understand the science of distractions and learn how to be more focused and boost our productivity. By some measures, we're bombarded by more than 63
That
notifications a
happens to me
day.
every
We
day.
receive
With
over 90 emails and
all these
write about 40 of
notifications.
them. On average, we switch tasks every 3 minutes. When we face distractions, two areas of the brain, the parietal cortex and the frontal cortex, are in a sort of tug of war with each other. Some research suggests that the parietal cortex responds to distractions. The frontal cortex, which is involved in cognitively demanding tasks, helps us maintain focus, so we get distracted if the activity of the parietal cortex gets through to the frontal cortex.
Yeah, what do you think about that? Do you think, I mean, I personally think notifications are a big thing nowadays, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like,
it definitely is a distractor, and you like it's you get sidetracked and all that stuff. So yeah,
exactly.
it's I agree.
Yeah, me too. I mean, personally, that's a big thing for me. I use this app. It's got I mean, it's like Do Not Disturb on iPhones, but
Oh, okay, like kind of
blocks
you
off your
sleeping.
block. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
If the frontal cortex can keep the parietal in check, you stay focused. The brain is deciding what's important and what's not, and that takes effort.
Even when you're cleaning your mailbox and you're not actually doing hard cognitive work, you kind of actually are, because there's all these essentially micro decisions. Looking at this email, do I need this? And so each of those decision requires a little bit more of cognitive effort. And so, but when you add 2,000 of those, you end up with no power to make any other important decisions. After that, you feel depleted.
That's so true, because I mean, I think Jeff Bezos, I think, talked about it, where he's like, for the first an hour or two, he doesn't even look at his social media, emails or anything. He gets those first meetings done right when he gets in, and he's
What?
like, so I'm not distracted with anything else because, you know, our brain is fresh and ready to work. You know, if you bring in outside influence to it, or like you're like, okay, this meeting, I mean, this email is more important than what I have to do right now, you know, it becomes a whole tug of war.
Yeah, it definitely, and that 5 to 10 minutes could like lose you like an hour of work, you know what I'm saying? Because you could actually get sidetracked and freaking not focus on what you're supposed to be doing, and that's why you're staying late to work and all that stuff. So like I know for me, when I'm at work, I do my best not to look at my phone or even, you know, answer text messages from friends that's not, you know, working with me. You know what I'm saying? So like I do my best, but sometimes you get sidetracked and like I could have did like an hour of work, but I'm here messing with, you know, texting friends and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the study that you did. It focused on email.
What we found was that checking email more frequently throughout the day was associated with feeling more stressed and overwhelmed.
In the study, one group of people were asked to check their email whenever they wanted throughout the day, while the other group had to do it in batches.
We found that people who batched their emails 3 to 5 times a day felt less stressed and less overwhelmed.
Why are these tasks that seem really menial? Why are they so stressful and anxiety-inducing?
You're basically doing something that other people need. Let's imagine that attention is this calm lake, or you know, the reflecting pool. And then each notification is a little drop in that lake. We can think of the reflectiveness as, you know, the ability to actually focus on what's going on around us. But when we have all these drops all the time, now you get a reflecting pool disturbed and frazzled.
If email is like rain, notifications seem like a storm to our productivity and our ability to focus. The higher the cognitive load, the more susceptible we are to new distractions. Notifications on our phones draw our attention away from the task at hand, so completing it may ultimately require more effort.
Every time you get distracted by a notification.
Yeah, so what do you think about the last sentence they said about notifications are like a rain? You know, you get overwhelmed.
Yeah, because if you have so many, you feel like you're missing out on something. So it could be overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I look at my email and I don't like my personal email. I don't check every email because I know some of them's like are subscriptions and all that stuff. But I'm like, yo, why do I have so many? And sometimes it messes with your mind. Like, yo, so I got to look through them just in case it's something important. So it does overwhelm you if you don't clean out your mailbox or even text messages or whatnot, because you probably there's probably something important there. So sometimes it does something with your brain, like, oh my God, you know what I'm saying? So it kind of
Yeah.
stresses you out sometimes. Or you could just be like one of those people and be like, I don't care. But like I'm an overthinker, so I'm like, oh man, am I missing something? You know what I'm saying? So probably keep me up and like until I freaking actually, you know, look at them all.
That makes sense. So what would you say, like, in terms of like how do you work around it? Like, for example, for me, workaround is like I like to put my phone when I'm and I want to defocus on something. I need this task to be done. What I do is I just take my phone physically and put it, you know, in another room and just try to distract myself from anything, blocked off any notifications, and try to get the work done. What's your step to do that?
So it's just because my job is different
Yeah.
because I have two phones. I have my personal and my work phone. So my work phone sometimes, like obviously my personal phone, I could put that away, right?
Yeah.
But my work phone, what if somebody calls me? You
Yeah.
know, so like I it's hard for me to sometimes to
Just
like
put.
put that away because what if somebody's important calling me
Yeah.
and I need to answer the call. So in the back of my mind, I'm like, I'm working, but I'm thinking also myself, is somebody gonna call me to distract me? So I gotta just learn how to focus on one thing instead of like worrying about another thing when it's not even happening. You know what I'm
Absolutely.
saying? So it's just crazy. It's like, I don't know if you deal with this sometimes. Like, I feel like I gotta have my phone with me at all times because I feel like I'm gonna miss something out. But then,
Yeah.
like, 3 hours pass, nobody called me, nobody contacted me. So it's just like, what the heck? Why am I freaking stressing out? Like, if I leave my phone in another room, I'm thinking about, I should get my phone just in case I miss something. But in reality, you're not really missing anything, you know?
Absolutely.
It's just like you overthinking it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, things happen, but at the same time, like, it doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah.
So I, like, since I have two phones, I feel like I have PTSD sometimes because I feel like I'm something's ringing, but
Yeah.
nothing's ringing, you know, or vibing because I sometimes put my phone on vibrate. So it definitely is a distraction, bro.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, I mean, at least you said, like you said, like, you know, just try to keep up with it, you know what I mean? Like, minimize as much as you can. I mean, not that's the, I think that's the go-to. I mean, if you want to, because I did, so I did the experiment actually a couple of months ago where I put my smartphone in a locker and I got this dumb phone,
Oh, okay.
you know, just no smartphone, it just you can call and text, that's all, and not. So I got
That's
that.
awesome.
Yeah, so I did that for a whole month, and honestly, personally, I would do it again. I was so much more productive. I was not my, you know, those senses, like how you said it, like, oh, it's something happening. Did I got text? Did I got notification? What notification that is? Those start. I For the first week, I was freaking out. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, what's going on? Trying to manage my day with more workouts, or like, you know, just being outside a little bit more, or working more. But still, you know, in your head, you're like, shit, what's going on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook? What is
No,
up? And then,
I definitely no.
and then after that first week hump, the second week started getting better. I'm like, okay, you know what? It's not bad, not bad. Like, I'm just trying to find, I'm feeling more confident and more happy with doing like home chores. You know, I started like designing my apartment, you know, better, and just, you know, be more productive like that, more cleaner space, gave more time to my dog. And then last 2 weeks, beautiful, working out every single day, more social time with people, more in person, you know, but just quality time instead of just, you know, being on social media and just like, you know, first thing I look is notifications in my, so yeah. So I
Yeah,
would do
man.
it again, but I think again, nowadays we live so heavily on that smartphone that just transitioning out fully just seems like an unrealistic kind of option now. But
No, I totally understand. You just think about like how did we live back in the day when we didn't have any of that stuff and
yeah.
we made it work. Now it's like this is a necessity.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm
So
saying?
yeah. One thing, if you had to like you know, squeeze it out of this whole conversation and give one single big advice to the people that are listening, or the kids that are graduating high school, or you know, getting into medical school, whatever the case, one thing they're stuck with that social media, you know, loops and you know, addiction. What would you say to get it out? Like, how do you fix it?
I think I would say, hey, if they're like a kid in high school, because a lot of kids depend on social media, and they feel like social media is like the best thing in the world, and they see other people's success and all that stuff, and it gets them down. So I just tell them, hey, not everything that you see in social media, you know, it's a perfect world. Not everybody's perfect. They just like we said before, you just get people's highlights. You don't get, you know, the other stuff that they're going through. Don't believe everything you see on social media because everybody's not perfect. Everybody has challenges. Everybody has tribulations and all that stuff. So don't focus on social media. Just focus on your self-improvement. You know what I'm saying? See what you can do to better yourself. You know, yes, you can make money off social media, but don't make that your entire, you know, self-worth. You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing that I would say to somebody if, you know, if they ask for my opinion, because a lot of people are depressed because of social media. So don't focus on that too much.
Absolutely. I think I would just add on to that too from my experiences that don't look at those followers numbers, like how many people are following you or how many likes you're getting every day. They don't define who you are. You define yourself, and just be confident in yourself, and the things will just fall in place, perfectly. So I think that's what I personally think, and that's why I don't like to focus a lot on those numbers,
Right.
But yeah, Rex, it was an amazing conversation. I think it was very interesting for me.
All right. So, thank you guys for listening to us. We're gonna keep on continuing, pressing on. We're gonna see what we can do to make this podcast better. And we'll just see you next week.
Absolutely. We'll see you guys next week, same time. And Drex and Malik out.
Latest.